Years ago, and God created you 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. Yes, 6 years ago. Isn't it wonderful? And then she became quiet, looking at her daddy, and said, "Huh, daddy, I think God is getting better." This little girl learned God created human being, you and me, and I bet she also learned that we are created to love God and neighbors, and we are created to live as the child of God. So last Sunday, we talked about something valuable in us, in you and me, as God finds the value and beauty in us. Apostle Paul commands us to share the love of God. And today, we are going to talk about something declared to us. And what is that? What do you think is? It is something declared to us. And I give you a hint. It is Jesus. His teaching, ministry, crucifixion, and his resurrection. It is all about salvation. And reading our scripture reading today, there is a point that bothers me a lot. There is a vocabulary, justified. It keeps saying, we are justified by our faith. Okay, I get it. I understand what faith means, and I believe in God. I believe in God, and I know we are supposed to live as the child of God, but why? Why do we have to be justified? Why? Did I do something wrong? Or, from the very beginning of my life when my mother gave me a birth, am I a suspect or a criminal? What did I do? Right? And you have heard about the original sin caused by Adam and Eve, their disobedience. And I questioned many, many years ago. Actually, my home church pastor has so many times talked about the original sin, and he commanded to repent with that. So I did. So I did that a lot when I was a high school kid, saying in my prayer, "God, forgive me. God, forgive my original sin and save me." So many times. And then one day, I was curious. I felt like, God, I think it's not fair. I think it's not fair at all, thinking their disobedience 1,000 years ago affects me, who is living in the 20th century. Yes, that was 20th century. God, I think that's not fair. I didn't do that. Did you? And I talked to God in my prayer. God, I have nothing to do with that apple tree. To be honest with you, I was wondering whether Adam and Eve, they were real historical figures. And I was really wondering whether they really ate the fruit of the tree. And I want to see how the fruit looked like. And I don't know. And I don't think I was the only one who thought like that. And how about you? But I am convinced that I have a tendency to make mistake, wrong decision, and sins against God, just like Adam and Eve. And I have a tendency to make my desire and my passion before God's commandments. And I believe that without God's grace, I'm not going to be a person after God. That is who I am. And that is who we are. I'm not sure whether Adam and Eve were really historical figures, but I am 100% sure at some point of my life, I am Adam and Eve. And we call that an archetypal figures, which means they represent all of us. With that archetypal figure, in our scripture reading, being justified, that doesn't mean we have to prove that we are innocent. It means we ought to show we live our lives by our faith. So during my seminary, one of the assignments that I was given, which I didn't like, it was to summarize this book. It is the combination, all the collection of sermons, 50 sermons. It's really thick, but it has only 50. Mr. John Wesley's sermon, the founder of our Methodist movement. And I can tell you, each sermon could last at least 2 hours, minimum. Yeah, you hear me, right? 2 hours. Some of them, I think they last, 3 hours. And I was wondering, if I preach today for 2 hours, how many of you remain sitting until I finish my last word? Anyway, Mr. Wesley's sermon, they are more like theological anthropology. It talks about the creation, Adam and Eve, and God's grace through Jesus Christ, and some instruction of how we live our lives and how we may imitate Jesus Christ in our faith journey. These are brilliant resources. And I believe our human history is an ongoing journey to find the answers to many questions, such as how God created a human being and all the creatures, and who God is, and what nature and characters we human beings have, and how we shall live our lives, etc. And all of those questions in our human history, I believe Jesus, he is the key to our salvation. God's grace through Jesus Christ is the way we may find the answer to those questions. So here, God gives us freedom of will so that we may decide, you hear me right carefully, we may decide even if we choose to believe God or not. What a powerful message it is. We are strong enough to determine whether we believe our Creator, Sustainer, and our Redeemer. And I think you may have somebody around you who already made the decision not to believe God. But Mr. Wesley says, without God's grace through Jesus Christ, we are unable to see even ourselves, who we are. And without Jesus, we are not able to have real peace, real happiness in God. And it is well described in the Epistle to the Romans. It says, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through Christ, we are given God's grace. And through Christ, we find hope of our salvation. Then let me ask you, what is salvation? I like this guy, Mr. Wesley. One of his sermons, he starts with his sermon with this. What is salvation? What is salvation? And in that sermon, he says, salvation is not what is frequently understood by that word going to heaven, eternal happiness, which means salvation is not merely a ticket to heaven. He says, it is not the souls going to paradise. It is not something far, far, far away. It is a present thing, a blessing through the mercy of God. It is the blessing that we know we have been saved by God's grace. I believe in heaven. Do you? And I believe there is heaven right after our life on earth, the heaven where Jesus in the gospel promised to prepare for the children of God. That is in mystery. We don't know yet. I haven't seen that yet. So if you have seen the heaven, just let me know. You can come to my office. And I wish I could be there someday in heaven. And you know what? I think I have to see Jesus face to face. I have so many questions for him. So I think I have to see him face to face. But that is in mystery. And Mr. Wesley points out the essence of our salvation. He says, salvation is a present thing in our life. As God gives us freedom of will to be the children of God, God also gives us freedom of will in our own salvation. Yes, our salvation is totally up to God by God's grace, but God wants us to respond to God's grace. That is God's invitation. So we, the children of God, are living on a journey to our entire salvation. And the journey to our entire salvation is well described in Apostle Paul's letter to Galatians, saying, it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. Yes, Christ shall live in me and you. And in our gospel reading today, Jesus says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. And you find, Jesus says, three times, the Spirit declares to you, and then again declare this to you, and again declare this to you, what is mine. Three times. Huh. What is mine, he said. Yes, I believe that is the love of God through him, because Jesus is the sign of the love of God toward all humanity, you and me. And this love of God should be shed in our heart, and it has to reveal in our word, deed, and action in love. Our salvation, it is all up to God. But here is something God wants us to do. It is not about what we have done before. It is not about who we are. Just like the people in our first reading, people argued, I'm a Jew. I'm an important person. I am something. And then Apostle Paul said, no. That's not enough. That's not an important fact to God. It is about love. Some people might say love is not easy. I agree with you. Some of you might say, you know what? I can't love some people. Maybe 1, 2, 3 people. I can't love them. I can't pray for certain people. They don't like me. They have been mean to me, and they took advantage of me. You're right. Love is not easy. And Jesus didn't say love is easy. He didn't say loving enemy would be fun and exciting. Jesus didn't say following Christ and carrying our cross would be easy. But he calls us to that happen. Jesus calls us to make that love happen in many ways. So where do you find a way in your life to make that love happen? Early this morning, a group of people in our church, they went to South Dakota for a mission trip, and we have one more team going to Bolivia. I think these are wonderful ministry. They are going there to help people express the love of God to the people there, and they will feel the love of God as well. And we have so many kind of ministry in our church, and I'm still learning. there are so many beautiful and precious ministry sharing the love of God and revealing who we are as the children of God. And you heard the announcement, we are looking for the Sunday school teachers. And if you are not yet involved in any, or if you want to be active, more active, you can come find me or come to the office. We will find a precious ministry for you. And I can say, it is one of the ways we follow Jesus Christ, and I'm so proud of you. Jesus calls us to do that. Just like he loves us first, he wants us to love and do. Love in our words, deed, and actions. It is what Jesus says, what is mine, which the Spirit declares to us. It is how we are called to reveal who we are as God's people and shine our light to the world. It is the way we are justified by faith. And it is the way we find something declared to us, which is our salvation. And we ought to respond to God. God who leads us to our salvation. Amen. This moment, let us present ourselves, our gifts, and our offerings in our gratitude for all God has done in our lives.